This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday he was shocked and saddened by the assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse and wounding of his wife in their home, calling it worrisome and saying his administration needed more information. He condemned what he called a, quote, heinous attack in a statement. The 53-year-old Moïse was shot dead and his wife wounded by unidentified gunmen in his private residence early Wednesday, stirring fears of a breakdown in order in the impoverished Caribbean nation, already reeling from rampant gang violence and facing a constitutional crisis. Former U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday said he was filing lawsuits against Twitter, Facebook, and Google, as well as their chief executives, alleging they silence conservative viewpoints. He says he will seek class action status in the suits, which would seek restitution and punitive damages, but did not specify who the other members of the class were. Trump lost his social media megaphone earlier this year after repeatedly falsely claiming his election defeat was the result of widespread fraud, an assertion rejected by multiple courts, state election officials, and members of his own administration. Hundreds of his supporters launched a deadly assault on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th after Trump repeated those false claims in a fiery speech near the White House. The Ever Given, one of the world's largest container ships, resumed its journey and left the Suez Canal on Wednesday, 106 days after becoming stuck for nearly a week and disrupting global trade. The Ever Given started to head north in the late morning from where it had been moored with its Indian crew since being refloated on March 29th. Ship tracking data showed the Ever Given just north of the canal late Wednesday after reaching a legal agreement.